We'll start from the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. I think we're not going to go that far in the Gemara here. Hakozer shtei osios, bein bimino bein bismolo. If you write two letters, whether it's with your right hand or with your left hand, bein mishem echad, whether it's with one shame. So it's clear from the Gemara that it's like what Rashi says, shame means, later on in the Gemara, that shame means a letter. So whether you write one letter or two letters, bein mishtei simanios. So it's unclear what simonios are. Rashi says simonios is echad achas b'dio v'achas b'sikra. It's dio is black ink or with red ink, which regardless of what type of ink you use. Simonios is translated by the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and by Rav Haigaon and by the Yerushalmi is like a simon. It's like making some sort of a simon. So like the nuns in the Sefer Torah. So it's any form of a simon. B'chol lashon in any language, or b'chol lashon shall kol. Rashi says, "What does that mean? Shall kol ksav v'gufan shall kol uma v'uma in any language of any ksav, whether regardless of what the font is, or whether regardless of what language you're writing in. So then you're chayiv. Let's just see the Rashi's that we missed. Bein mishem echad shtehen alfin, two aleves. Bein mishtei shemos aleph beis, aleph and beis." So we'll see that all the Rashi's that we saw until now are really not Pashit. Bim Yishim Echad Shtei and Alfin, we'll see is not Pashit. Shtei Simonios, Rashi says, Achas Dio V'Achas B'Sikra is already a Machlokas. The Rambam, the Yerushalmi, and Rav Haigaon explain Simonios is referring to a Simon. B'chol Lashon is also not going to be Pashit. Rashi says it's referring to both font and to any language. Shall call Uma V'Uma, any language that a person writes it in. We'll see that the Or Zeruah quotes a Deo that says that if you write it in a different language other than Hebrew, so then you're really putter. And B'chol Lashon would then really just be referring to the type of ksav, the type of font. So Rashi, and every Rashi here is a matter of a dispute, or it's difficult. Let's just go on. So that's the Tanna Kamma. Amar Rav Yosi, lo chai b'shtei osios el mishem roshim, shekach kosvin al karshei mishkan, leida iza ben zugo. So Rav Yosi says, he says, no, it doesn't, all the shtei osios is just based on a roshim. Rashi explains, simon shayu osim b'karshim mishkan, they would have make a marking by the beams of the mishkan. Mipnei she mefarkin oso l'kshi kaimu lo yichalfu seder harkashim. They had to know the order, just like some people do for sukkah. When they build a sukkah with boards, so they mark it off. So too they would do that for the mishkan. Vasar b'yosel mimar da'afil lo kasav ala reshim shnei rishimos ba'alma l'simon chayiv. As long as you have some sort of reshim with two Rishimos, you are going to be chayiv. So the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi is that just with a Rashim alone, you will be chayiv. I would assume, Rashi doesn't say otherwise, maybe he disagrees with this point, but there's a machlokas here between Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yosi. So l'chora, just because Rashi doesn't say anything, the Tanna Kamma would hold that a Roshim you're putter for. But there is no Isser. At least no Issa Daraisa for Roshan. That's what I would assume from Rashi. So you want to know about the philosophy of language. Are you asking me about the philosophy of language? It's like, it's not a letter. It's it's some marking which represents something. Every letter is a marking which represents something. So a letter is because since they created a certain type of language, it was created. So now that has a definition to it as being a language. So
is
language,
that like an imprint?
It could be an imprint. It's any sort of a marking. You could have an imprint for letters also, which we'll discuss. The marking is it's not in the form of a language with an alphabet.
It's not for spell.
And it's not for spelling, but it's a marking which represents something. I think there's a. We'll get to that. But from Rashi, just from the steam of Rashi. Rashi says that the chiddush of Rav Yosi is to tell me that you're chayiv for a roshim. Sounds like that's the chiddush for Rav Yosi, as opposed to the Tanna Kamma. That's what it seems like. So then comes Rav Yehuda, the third shita, and this is the last shita that we're going to deal with. Amar Rav Yehuda, Matzinu, Shem Kotim, Shem Gadol, Shem Mishimon, Mishmuel, Noach, Minochar, Dan, Midaniel, Gad, Migadiel. Rav Yehuda has this chiddush that even though there's a concept of that you have to be miskem lachas machshavas, that you're only chayiv when you have kavana for that which you're doing. But still, if your kavana is for a big word and you end up writing a smaller word and you don't finish it off based on these various cases, but you end up coming with a word, shame, shame gadol, like shame yishimon, noach minachar, so then you'll still be chai because you still came up with a word. And we'll see also, we're not going to discuss this today, but Rabbi Yehuda has this additional idea that it has to be two different letters, as opposed to his Rebbe, who it's sufficient just with one letter, a two-letter word, it, with being the same letter. Rabbi Yehuda argues and he holds it has to be two different letters. We're not going to discuss that part today. We'll leave that probably for tomorrow. So we have two shitas that we know about, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi holds that you're chayav mishum roshim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayav when you just have kavana for a bigger word. You end up writing a smaller word, you'd be chayav for that as well. Then you have the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says that you're chayav for b'mishim yachav b'mishtei shemos. The big question is going to be, is this Tanakhama within Rabbi Yossi or within Rabbi Yehuda? Is it a third shita? Who is this Tanakhama? Is Rabbi Yossi coming to argue in Rabbi Yehuda? Is Rabbi Yossi coming to argue in the Tanakhama? What is the shita of the Tanakhama? So for that, we have to go on in the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: Bishloma ayamin lechayev mishum derech ksiva pekach. I understand why the Mishnah says yechayev for your right hand because that's derech ksiva. Ela small amai ha'in derech ksiva pekach. In general, when you use your left hand, so in general, for all malachos you're going to be putter because it's a shinoi. It's not the derech. So why does the Mishnah here say that you're chayev? That's the question. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Biter Yad Shana. We're dealing with. To have a small day, came in the kuli alma. When it says small, it's referring to a lefty. So for a lefty, so then that is derech ksiva b'kach, so you'll be chayav for that. So then the Gemara says, oh, but if a small lechayav, I mean lechayav. But if the Mishnah is referring to a lefty, so then you should be pater for your right hand. How can you be chayav both for your right hand and for your left hand, referring to the same person? So the Gemara gives two answers in the end. So we'll deal with these two answers. El Amar Abaye, Bishol Bishtei Yadav. Abaye says that the Tanakhama is dealing with a case where you can use both hands. You're ambidextrous and you can use both hands. You'll be chai for both a righty and for a lefty. Which means, according to Abaye, the Tanakhama is arguing on Rabbi Yossi, or Kipshuto. The next answer we're going to see is that the Tanakhama is like Rabbi Yossi. Abaye Kipshuto is that the Tanakhama is not the same Shita as Rabbi Yossi. Comes Rabbi Yaakov, Bridge de Bas Yaakov. Amar Hamani Rabbi Yossi he. The Tanakhama is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that you're chayav mishum roshim. So what? Once you're chayav mishum roshim, so then even if you're writing with your weaker hand, you'll still be chayav. Why? Why are you chayav with your weaker hand? It should be the same thing. So apparently a roshim is just about like some marking that you can that represents something. So for that, even though it's a little messy, that's normal. People could still discern what that marking is. And so therefore, it's normal to do it with your left hand or with your right hand. It doesn't make a difference which hand you use it with. And therefore, for Rabbi Yossi, you'll be chayav. Even though for writing, using your weaker hand would be patur because it's not the derech, but when it comes to Rabbi Yossi, you hold that it's mishim roshim, so then you'll be chayav because there's no weaker hand here. You're just making some sort of marking, so you'll still be chayav, regardless of which hand you use. And it's not lav derech tziv b'kach. So the Gemara asks, how could it be Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is the next shita. Kula Rabbi Yossi he. The Gemara in the end says that it's all shitas Rabbi Yossi. So you have this machlokas between Abaye and Rabbi Yaakov, if the Tanakhama is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi or not. Abaye says that it's not the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, or there's no reason to assume that it's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yaakov says that no, this is, it's all Rabbi Yossi. Fine. So let's go back to Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, "Bein mishem echad, shtei an alfin." Whether it's one letter, it's two letters of the same letter, or whether it's different letters, so then you'll be chayav. He says, "Shtei an alfin." You use two aleph's. So we know from the Gemara that you need to create a word. So this is everyone has this question. Rosh Hashanah has this question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has this question. If you need to create a word, there's no word that's created from aleph aleph. Aleph aleph doesn't create a word. If you recall from the Gemara I had within Rav Shimon that Aleph Aleph within the Gemara ends up rejecting this, but Aleph Aleph doesn't create a word. At best, it creates some sort of like code for something for magicians as Tosus explains, that it represents amen amen. Aleph aleph is not it doesn't create a word, but it just represents something. It represents amen amen. So if it doesn't create a word, how could you be chayev according to the Tanakhama? What is this shtein alfin? Why are you chayev? You didn't write anything. You didn't write a word. So that's the big question. What's shtein alfin? So the Rishash also mentions this idea that one could suggest, and we'll see if we can reject this for Rashi. You could suggest for Rashi that Rashi is going according to the second opinion of the Gemara. It's going according to Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov learned that the Tanakhama is going like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that you're chayv just because of erosion, just for a marking. So why are you chayv for Aleph Aleph? Not because you created a word, but Aleph is a form of a mark. It's a form of a mark. Just like Tosa says, Aleph represents Amen. It could be Amen Amen. It's a form of a marking. So that's what Shein Aleph is. So it's not because you created any word. If you hold that you need to create a word, so then you'd be putter for Shein Aleph. If you read Aleph Aleph. No. Ignore Tosfos there. Tosfos will deal with that at its time. But the point is that we see that Aleph Aleph could represent Amin Amin. Right? It could represent Amin Amin. So we're within Rabbi Yossi. So because the Gemara is saying, Tosfos is dealing with, I think, outside of Rabbi Yossi. Within Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi holds that a marking, a roshim itself, is chayiv. You need to have two rishimas to be chayiv. So the point is that Aleph Aleph would constitute a rishima. It constitutes a rishima. Because it's a marking which represents something. It doesn't. It's not a language. You haven't. It's not. Aleph Aleph is meaningless within a language, but it represents something. So since it represents Amen Amen, or perhaps it represents something for these magicians for what they use for their
Amen,
spells.
How would Amen Amen help you if it's not a nutrikum?
It is a form of a nutrikum, but I'm not getting into Tosos' discussion. I'm not getting into this is independent of Tosos. This is all within Rav Yossi. So for Rabbi Yossi, you'll be chayiv. So that's why Rashi says shtein alfin. What's Rashi doing by saying shtein alfin? He's saying pshat in the Tanakhama is like Rabbi Yossi. That's what he's trying to tell us. He's giving pshat in the Tanakhama. He's holding like the second day in the Gemara, like Rabbi Yaakov. One second. I assume the same thing would be true with shtei shemos. Aleph Bez. Aleph Bez is also not a word. So, never mind. Just by saying alpha. Yeah, you had a question.
Who mentions that alpha of Kasifer Amin Amin?
Tosis mentioned that on the base.
And it's Dafka for Shitish Rabiosis?
No, he's discussing it in a different context. But my point is independent. Well, it has to represent something. A Roshim
right,
is a marking
be,
that
it
represents
just be
something.
That this is whole alpha aleph, which matches.
Yeah, it can mean that also. It can mean that also. It doesn't have to mean. Yeah, it can mean this is Pol Aleph also.
So Tosos resolution works outside of Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah, we'll deal with Tosos on a different day. But it also could be Poles. Whatever, it has to represent something. Whatever it represents, it fulfills that. So that's why you'd be Chayv. So that would be a suggestion for Rashi. Let's just see this inside in the Rishash. Oh, let's skip the Rishash. You can see it inside. I'm not sure if I'll have time to do the rest of it. We pointed out that for shtei simonios, Rashi says it's achas b'diyo v'achas b'sikra. So we pointed out that this is really a machlokas. Because the Rambam says that it's referring, and Rav Haigon say that it's really referring to simonim, to actual simonim, to signs. The Yerushalmi, has the following in the beginning of the Gemara. Has a different give and take in the beginning of as different than our Gemara. The Gemara starts as follows: Man Tana Simonis. Who is the author of the Tanakhama who mentions Simonim? What did the Gemara answer? Rabbi Yossi. Period. That's it. Our Gemara had a whole discussion for Yamin Smol. How is it possible to be chai both bein 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 b'smol? So the Gemara had two suggestions: either according to Abaye. We're dealing with somebody who's ambidextrous. Or according to Rabbi Yaakov, the whole mission is Rabbi Yossi, and there's no problem with whether you write with the right hand or left hand. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi has no discussion about that. All the Gemara asks is, Man Tana Simanis, Rabbi Yossi. Who's the author of the Mishnah of the Tanakhama that says that we're dealing with the Simon? So it's Rabbi Yossi. And obviously, anybody who says that the pshat in Simonis is referring to a simon, so then they would have to hold that the Tanakam is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Because only Rabbi Yossi holds that a simon, what's a simon? A simon is a marking which represents something. That's what a simon is. So according to the Yerushalmi says explicitly, if you understand simon, Simonius in the Mishnah is referring to just a simon, so then the author of the Tanakhama has to be Rabbi Yossi. It has to be like Rabbi Yaakov in our Gemara. How does Rashi understand Simon? Not like Rabbi Yossi. He Dafka doesn't say like the Rambam or like Rav Haigon or like the Rishami. He says Shtei Simonios. He Dafka says otherwise. Achas B'diyo V'Achas B'Sikro. We're dealing with two different dyes. Which is also Shtika Pala because what's the Havmina? That you're only Chai for one dye as opposed to a different dye. So he seems to be going out of his way to say that the Tanakhama is not Rabbi Yossi. Because the Yerushalmi, you have a clear explanation of what simon is to just say like Rabbi Yossi. Just say that Simonios is referring to a simon.
Well, you only have to say it's like Rabbi Yossi if you say Pshat and Simonios is simon.
It's true, but why?
It could be like Rabbi Yossi and Pshat.
It could be like Rabbi Yossi, but once it's like Rabbi Yossi, so then why go against it? Once you're saying Pshat in the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, so then why go against what seemingly is the Pasha Pshat, definitely for the Yerushalmi, how the Yerushalmi understands it, and how the Rambam and Rav Hai understand it? Why would you go out of your way to give a different shot if you're already assuming that the Mishnah is going like
that wasn't his hair,
like Rav Yossi?
You didn't have a yod after the son.
Yeah, the what's it called? Kapach brings a number of different spots.
It's possible. I mean, it's possible that it's purely based on the Gersa. It's possible that it's purely based on the Gersa. I can't argue that.
That's not
the best answer. It's a big chedesh. I could have thought that you're chai for one. Why are you chai for two letters?
So like,
no, because there's no contrast by shtei simonios. It doesn't say. Perhaps we'll get to tomorrow with the chiddushes between Shemach. We see that there is a day that holds that you need it to be Shemach, that you need to be Shtei Shemos. So that it's the contrast Shemach over there. So there you could say it's Agav Gror, that Beim Shemach, Beim Shtei Shemos. But it doesn't say. But there has to be a reason why I mentioned Simonios. Meaning Beim Shemach, Beim Shtei Shemos is coming to be Lafuke, a day that holds you need Dafka Shtei Shemos. But what's this? That line, what's it coming to be? What's it there for? Anyways, it's possible to say that it's based on the gear so long. It is possible. I can't. No, so there are chidushim.
That's the definition of evil. It's just thrown in there.
No, but ratzon is there for ones, meaning it's there. It's aga, but over here, there's no. It's not in contrast to anything.
Also, love that Rashi and Yerushalmi. That's A. And B, maybe the chiddush is that by Simonius, it's a chiddush that there's a tziruf between the letters. I mean, you might have thought that if you wrote red and blue.
You're saying Shtei Simonius is that each letter is one's a red and one's a blue? Yeah, that's valid. You're saying one there isn't a connection between the two letters because one letter is written.
Yeah, that's the Havim.
That's what the Havim is. Okay, that's valid. So it's possible that Rashi, based on the Gersas, is just he had a different gear, so he wanted to explain differently. It's also possible that he Bedafka explains differently because he doesn't think the Tanakhama is going according to Rabbi Yossi. It's possible to say that the Tanakhama is, that's his understanding. So if that's his understanding, so then Hajar Kusha L'Duchta, or even if he could be within Rabbi Yossi, so is there another way of understanding Shtein Alfen, why you're chai for Shtein Alfen? Another way of phrasing the question. So either he's explicitly trying to go against Rabbi Yossi by his pshat and shtei simanim, and then you have to ask the question of Shtein, what is Shtein Alfen chai for? Now that we're not within Rabbi Yossi, why you chai for Shtein Alfen? Or is there another way of also understanding why you chai for Shtein Alfen? So the Rashash explains, and this is not just the Rashash, this is also what I pointed out, this is also the Ran in Shabbos Ayin Hayim Vez, if anybody saw this Ran. He also explains like this. He says Now, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that you need to create a word? This last sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, when do you have to create a word? That's only if your kavana is to write a word, because of Melechas Masheves, and your kavana is to write a word, so in the end of the day, you have to write a word. You want to write Shimon. So your kavana was to write a word. So then you have to write Shem. You have to write somewhere. It doesn't have to be the full word of Shimon, but in the end of the day, the result has to be that you've written a word. You have to write Shem. Shem is a word. Noach mi Nachar. You wanted to write Nachar. So then you wrote Noach. Okay, fine. So you wrote a word. Your kavana was Miskayim, because at the end of the day, you wrote a word. But when did Rabbi Yehuda say, did Rabbi Yehuda ever say that you have to write a word? He never said that you had to write a word. His case was, if your kavana is to write a word, so then at the end of the day, the end result has to be a word. But Rishash and the Ran end up saying that if your kavana is not to write a word, but just write two random letters, so then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you're chai for that. Who says that you're not chai for that? So even if your kavana is to write aleph, so then you'd be chai for aleph, because your kavana was fulfilled. It's only because your kavana was to write a word, so then because it's malachas malshevis, so then we'll tell you that you're putter unless you end up writing a word. If you write,
why is that considered a malachas chashuvah? Meaning, if it's only al gabi you that it has meaning, not the oilam. I mean, everyone else sees this and it's like, this is narishkeit.
What's narishkeit? Aleph?
Yeah, aleph means nothing. So why is it that just...
Well, who says aleph by itself is not nothing? It's a half of a word. So it's a letter. A letter is a davar chashuv. So who says that the two have to relate to each other? You just have to write two dvarim chashuvim. You have to write one letter and a second letter.
Normally, then why would you say shtei shemus
is aleph beis.
Yeah, but
the point is whether it's shem echad or whether it's shtei shemus.
I'm just saying it's a very interesting chiddush here that you might have thought that the word has to be chashuv in the world. We're saying even if it's chashuv al gabi you.
No, it's not chashuv al gabi you. The point is that you have to write two for the world. The letter is chashuv. Who said that we're dealing with words here? We're dealing with letters. You have to write two letters which are chashuv. Aleph is chashuv. Aleph is chashuv. You write two alephs. You have now written two letters which are chashuv for the world. That's just for you.
But then if I change my das, I'm potter.
What do you mean change your das?
If I want to write atzreka, and I write two alephs, I'm potter.
Correct.
But if I wanted to write two alephs, mikaro, then I'm chai.
That's exactly what we're saying.
So, I mean, what's the bar then?
No, Melechas Masheves. Melechas Masheves is all about das. There's a lot of Peturim based on das. Melechas Shein Shech Legufa is based on das. There's a lot of Melechas are based on... whether it's based on Melechas Masheves is a separate story. But there's a lot of Peturim based on Melechas Masheves that's purely based on your das. Yeah, we got a bunch of questions.
Can you say that the proof for the Ran or the Rashash is that the Gemara gives an example, I'm sure we're going to get to it, but that you write, let's say, Shem from Shmuel. So Shem, if you write it out and you stop halfway, you're writing a mem, not a mem sofi. And Shem without a mem sofi is not a real word. So that's a proof that you can still be chayav even though it's not a real word.
Well, your kavana was to write a real word. So you're asking you should be patur in that case because you didn't end up writing a real word.
But didn't we say you're even chayav then?
Yeah, so you're asking a stamma question.
If you're saying you're chayav, but so you're chayav even though it's not a real word.
Nah, I assume that those just...
So
you're asking a standard question. Why is it that by Shem Yishimon you're chai?
But I'm saying that that's also a proof.
No, it's not a proof because your kavana was to write a real word. So that if your kavana is to write a real word, you have to write a real word.
It's not a proof. It's a
you're just stop right. Asking a question. You're asking a stam question. How could Shem Yishimon, according to the one that holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda,
how you chai? I don't know more well enough, but I thought it was a proof.
It can't be a proof. The only case that you're chai for, if you write a non-word, is if your kavana initially was not to write a word. In that case, you want
to
write a word.
Oh, so you have
so
to
it can't be a proof.
A
yeah, you have to complete a word.
Recently,
yeah.
The Sota that you mentioned, that it has to be the Kavana to write originally a word. And that only, your result only needs to be a word if your Kavana was originally to write a word.
Yeah.
Maybe that Hakupa is the Nikras Mechokas between Tanakama and Rehuda. Tanakama would say the result doesn't need to be a word, it just needs to be two Osmas. And you don't need to say that. You don't have to say that his kavana was necessarily to write aleph aleph.
You could even say that his kavana was to write a word.
And the result doesn't need to be a word, it just needs to be two osios. Because the shear is two osios.
Yeah, so apparently there's no day like that in the Braisa, huh? And I don't think like the Rishon and the Achron wanted to say that you're chai for just Aleph Aleph. Without when you're kavanah with to write a word.
Isn't that basically how the Gemara thought Tanakhama of the Braisa was sorry.
There's no day like that in the Braisa.
So we're saying that the Tanakhama and Rebuta are the same opinion then? Like all right, so
So it would be, yeah, so it would be the same thing. Just like the Gemara thought that Rabbi Yossi, Kula Rabbi Yossi, he, according to Rosh Hash. So then here, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda would be similar. That it would be similar, yeah. Yeah, it is an interesting way, correct. This is saying the Tanakhama would fit with Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is just adding. He's adding to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, it's true that you're... It doesn't have to be... Rabbi Yehuda talking, but the point is that Rabbi Yehuda is adding to Tanakhama. Tanakhama says you're chai for Aleph Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda is coming along and saying, not so fast. It's not in every single situation. Are you chai for Aleph Aleph? If it's a case where you would have kavanah to write a word, so then you're not chai for Aleph Aleph. That's how.
It's preferable to say that than to say that Tanakhama
is arguing Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah.
We could just say that. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you had Aleph Aleph, he would say that even if you intended on writing Aleph Aleph, there's no indication that he would say you're chai.
We have no indication that he'll say that you're potter.
Yeah. No.
We have no indication either way. His whole case, the only time he's talking is in a case where you have kavanah to write a word. So you wouldn't know either way. Okay, so let's go on. Do I have permission to go on?
Yes.
I need permission to go on. Yes. Yeah? Okay. So for Rashi, in the end of the day, for Rashi, we have two ways of understanding the Tanakhama. You can either understand that the Tanakhama is going contra Yossi, and that's why he says Shtein Alfin, because for Yossi, an Aleph is not, Aleph Aleph is not a word, but it represents something, and that's why you're chayav for Yossi. Or, alternatively, you could say that Shtein Alfin is going contra Rabbi Yehuda, or fitting with Rabbi Yehuda, and you're chayav as for Shtein Alfin as long as you have Kavanah for Aleph Aleph. If you had a Kavanah for word, you have to end up writing a word, but if you don't have Kavanah for word initially, so then you do not have to end up writing a word, you just have to write two letters. And perhaps that's also why by Shtei Simanios, he gives a different explanation than it referring to a simon. If it was referring to a simon, it would have to be Rabbi Yossi. Now that he says Shtei Simanios, it is he could give a different. Now that it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda, he could give it. Sorry, now that it's referring to something else, he could explain that Tanakhama is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah.
If it's Rabbi Yehuda, because his intent was to write a bigger word where Aleph Aleph exists?
Yeah, your intention was to write Aleph Aleph. So if Yehuda just oh, for Aleph Aleph. That's what your Kavanah was. Just for Aleph Aleph. Okay, so the next issue we'll deal with, hopefully this won't be too long. So when I cover this, so that we could go right there tomorrow, is what's the machlokes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? So we pointed out that for Rashi, just Mistimus Dvarov, it seems to be that Rabbi Yossi, the Chiddush Rabbi Yossi, is to say that you're chai for Roshim. And Tanakhama would hold that you're not chai for Roshim. So if you look at the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, he says that the Chiddush Rabbi Yossi is different. He says that Rabbi Yossi holds that both Roshim and Kosev are two Avos. We know that there are 39 Avos Malachos. And then there are toldas, which are also Yisurah Dereisa, which fall under the Avos. So he says that Kosev, if you read it inside, he says that Kosev and Roshim, according to Rabbi Yossi, are really two different Avos. And therefore the Nafkamin would be that if you do both of them, Behelam Echad, if you do, this is the Nafkamin between Avos and Toldos, is that if you do two Avos, Behelam Echad, so then you have two Chataos. But if it's an Av and a Toldos, then you only chayav once, because it's all under the same category of the Av. So according to Rav Yossi, you'd be chayav twice, and therefore, according to the Tanakhama, it seems like the idea within the Tanakhama is that Roshim is chayav, it's just a Tolda, it's acting as a Tolda. Right? So according to the Rambam, Rav Yossi holds that you're chayav for Roshim, but it's a separate Av. According to the Tanakhama, you're also chayav. But it's a tolda instead of an av. That's what would come out. And this fits with the Rambam. The Rambam in Yud Aleph, Yud Zayin, paskins seemingly like the Tanakhama against Rav Yossi. He says Roshim told us Kosevu. He says Roshim is a told of Kosev, which means that it's not like Rav Yossi because Rav Yossi holds it as a separate av, and he's passing like the Tanakhama. So apparently, the Tanakhama holds you're still chayav for Roshim. It's just a told instead of an av. Perhaps this is against Rashi. Rashi seems to say that Rav Yossi is telling me this chiddush of Roshim, that there's this concept of Roshim against the Tanakhama. For the Rambam, the whole machlokas between Tanakhama and Rav Yossi is just, is this a separate av, which it is according to Rav Yossi, as opposed to the Tanakhama, where it's really just an av and a toldo. It very much minimizes the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Yossi. The question becomes, how do you read the Gemara now? We just said for the Gemara, the Gemara ended up saying that according to Rav Yossi, it doesn't make a difference whether you write it with your left hand or with your right hand. Because once it's about Roshim, so then you're chayv whether you use your left hand or your right hand. You'll be chayv. Because writing a Roshim is a mark, so then you'll be chayv, and it's derech ksiv b'kaf both ways. But once according to the Tanakhama, when you write with your right hand, when you're chayv also for Roshim, according to the Rambam, so then also for Roshim, whether you write with your right hand or with your left hand, you should also be chayev. Even according to the Tanakhama. Right? The Tanakhama also holds that Roshim is chayev. I just waited to hold off until tomorrow to do this? Should go on? So according to the Tanakhama, Roshim is also chayev, as opposed to for Rashi. So once according to the Tanakhama, Roshim is chayev. So then just like for Rav Yossi, where Roshim is chayev. So there's no difference whether you use your right hand or your left hand. Because you're just making a marking, so it doesn't make a difference. So then also for the Tanakhama, it shouldn't make a difference. But it's clear from the Gemara that that's not true. Because the Gemara says, within, assuming that the Tanakhama is not like Rav Yossi, the Gemara struggles with the fact that why you chayev for your left hand. It's only when the Gemara comes to the answer that it's going according to Rav Yossi, now we understand why for your left hand you're chayev, because to make a marking, it doesn't make a difference whether you use your right hand or your left hand. But the Gemara assumed that for the Tanakhama, it's difficult to understand why you're chayev with your left hand. Why you chayev with your left hand, according to the Tanakhama? If I'm the Rambam, I would say it's Pasha why you're chayev, even according to the Tanakhama. Because for the Tanakhama, you're chayev mishim roshim, also, it just happens to be under the tolda, but you're also chayev mishim roshim, so if you use your left hand, you should also be chayev. But why do you need that? Why do you have to say b'shtei yadav?
That answer really marked didn't hold the other answer.
You're saying it didn't hold of Pshat and Rav Yossi, that Rav Yossi, I don't know if it didn't hold of it because it didn't hold of it within Rav Yossi.
Why make the Akimta if you don't hold it?
Because it's also an Akimta to say Kula Rav Yossi. That's also a dachuk to say that it's all Rav Yossi. So it's possible that he just argued with regards to saying the entire Mishnah is like Rav Yossi. Fine. So the question then ends up becoming, is there a difference, besides for the fact that it's a tolda according to the Tanakhama, within Roshim, Tanakhama holds that Roshim is a tolda instead of an av. Rav Yossi holds that Roshim is a separate av. So is there a difference between Roshim being a tolda versus Roshim being a separate av? Is there a difference between Roshim acting as a tolda of Kosev, which is what the Tanakhama holds, versus Roshim being an independent av, which is what Rav Yossi holds? Would there be a difference between the two?
That means that they consider an av, so something else that we ignore is an av.
It's a separate issue. Yeah. There might be more than 39 of us also. It's a separate issue. So, some of the Achronim explain that according to the Rambam, when he says that, when he passes like the Tanakhama, there is a difference between the two. The din is, according to Rav Yossi, you need to have two Rishimos, not just one marking, but two markings. So, do the markings have to relate to each other? Is it that these two markings, now through the markings, you've now created some sort of picture that between the two, it now represents something? Or, they're just two independent markings that have nothing to do with each other. So the Achronim explain as follows. If Roshim is its own Av, like Rav Yossi, so then once it's its own Av, so they say the two markings don't have to relate to each other. They can be independent. You have two markings that have nothing to do with each other. But, if you hold that it's a Tolda, which is the way the Rambam passes, like the Tanakhama, So then they do have to relate to each other. Just like by Kosev, it's a Toldav Kosev, just like by Kosev, perhaps they have to relate to each other. They have to have some sort of connection to each other. So then so too, the Toldav of the marking, also the markings have to relate to each other. They have to have some sort of connection between the two. So it's really less of a marking and more of like some sort of creation of a picture or of a symbol between the two markings that, that represents something. So it's not just purely a marking, but it's integrating two different lines together, if it's a tolda. So we pass on that it's a tolda. So perhaps you can say as follows. That once this is true, that according to the Tanakhama, the tolda is different than Rabbi Yossi's Av, that for the Tanakhama, the two markings have to connect. So the reason why it's different than Rabbi Yossi, so then perhaps if it has to connect, there's that it's like a picture, you're creating something, so then the chilek between Yamin and Smol come back. Once you're actually creating a connection between these two lines, it's not just a stam marking, so you're only chayiv with your right hand and not with your left hand. Because Derech Ksiva comes back, because this is you know, more complex than just a marking. Once it's more complex, you need to have Derech Ksiva Pakat. You have to be able to relate the two lines to each other. But, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, so then the Gemara makes sense. For Rabbi Yossi, it's just a marking that the two markings don't have to relate to each other, so then you'll be chayiv even with your left hand. I can repeat this if anybody wants after here. There's also a Taz, which I wanted to get to, which also has a similar distinction. Perhaps we'll chazer this tomorrow.